Hello there. As Christmas approaches, I want to share my thoughts on how all families, but especially those with children who have special educational needs or disabilities, may cope with some of the additional stresses and pressures that come hand in hand with this holiday season. There's an old Christmas song I love, "It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas," that has the line, "And Mum and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again." How pertinent, and sadly, how often true. So in the spirit of tradition, I'd like to share with you my three gifts of Christmas. My first gift is the gift of togetherness. I firmly believe Christmas is about people coming together as family, friends or neighbours, as members of a village or community. For single parents, for those living far from loved ones, for those who feel isolated or excluded by their children's needs, consider this. What have you planned that brings you into contact with others? What have you planned that connects you to those around you? Search your local paper or parish news to see what is on offer over the coming days and weeks. And choose your event. One shared event in the lead up to Christmas and afterwards can bring people and families together with a focus that is about fun, pleasure and togetherness. My second gift is a gift of time. I was inspired by the outcomes of a survey I heard recently, in which it was said that when asked what children wanted most, an overwhelming majority replied that they wanted time to spend with their parents, simply playing games, watching a film together, talking and sharing small incidental moments. The relentless pressure to buy and purchase more and more to appease the wants and desires of our children can dominate our thinking. What we forget as we struggle to pay for the presents we feel we have to buy is that our presence is more important than the presents we give. Christmas is the time when we can feel isolated from those we love or out of touch, oblivious to the feelings and needs of others as we strive ironically to make things perfect. So, when you feel overwhelmed with anxiety about how you can afford all that you think you absolutely must buy, and all that you must do to make Christmas special, remember that giving your time matters more in the long run than all the latest gadgets and games that money can buy. Set aside time to be together, giving your undivided attention to your children, not just on Christmas morning, but each and every day. My third gift is the gift of charity and grace. Technically, I suppose, two gifts, and also both sounding rather old-fashioned and whimsical. But I think it's important to remember that Christmas is a time for being charitable, for giving and for being gracious. We can be charitable in ways that do not involve the donation of vast sums of money, by being charitable in our thoughts and words towards others, even those we see infrequently and then feel that is too often. Be charitable and gracious in your comments so that the stresses and anxieties of the pre-Christmas rush are not added to with the stresses and anxieties of fractured relationships and broken friendships post-Christmas. Check your thoughts and your mood often and consider how you approach each new day, each new family get-together or event on your social calendar. Where children are concerned, Christmas is so often a time when 100 different and conflicting parental views come together. Hold fast to what you believe to be true for your family, but be mindful that others may hold quite different views. Be prepared to be flexible in your thinking. Finally, I recall still a pre-Christmas get-together many years ago with several families and relatives. My son at the age of 8 was wont to play endless mock battles and had an assortment of plastic swords and bows and arrows. One family who joined our party with a son of the same age had a strict no weapons policy in place. Their son, disappointed at not being allowed to join my son in his familiar games, foraged around outside and returned triumphant, waving a stick in the air as a substitute sword. His triumph was short-lived. My son was seen as a great corrupting influence, and my own parenting skills questioned as somewhat dubious. How our feelings can be disturbed and our senses enraged, as it seems others are quick to judge, condemn or criticise. Let it go. Nothing lasts forever, not the stormiest of moments, nor times of sheer joy. Let the stresses and discontent go, so that you can move on to enjoy each new moment with a clear head and not a heavy heart. Christmas comes but once a year. Let it be a time of good cheer. With the very best wishes for the most glorious of Christmases this year and always. Bye.